You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Joining us today is Dr. Sen Amores. She's the founding president of APCO, and she will tell us about Pista Sanayon, an event that will be held this June 16. Hi, Dr. Sen, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Saibel?
So tell us about the upcoming event this June 16.
The upcoming event is called Pista Sanayon. Actually, Pista Sanayon was trialed 2 years ago, and it was really very successful. Now, because of the clamor of the community, as well as the membership of APCO, for us to go back into the Pista Sanayon format, considering that APCO is a very inclusive state body, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's why we decided, as a matter of fact, it was one of the directors of APCO now, Albert Prias, who actually suggested that instead of having the formal gala dinner and dance, which we were used to doing for several years, we have to have this format at this time. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the reason why we have decided to have the Pista Sanayon. Another reason is because APCO is a very, as I said earlier, it caters to different communities. Mm-hmm. And celebrating this very important occasion, which is the 120th anniversary of Philippine independence, it is one of the biggest events in our cultural calendar as a community. And it is best to share it with multicultural communities.
So, Dr. Sen, how long has been the preparation for this?
It's been, I think this is our second month of preparing this occasion. But because we have had a very successful event already in the past, 2 years ago, that makes it easier now for us to prepare this occasion, because this is the second time that we're holding a pista, and we have learned from our experiences 2 years ago.
Okay, so from 2 years ago, what has been the improvement?
The improvement is we are having, first of all, as you see here now, we're having a bigger venue.
Bigger venue, okay.
We're having a venue that is so very, very accessible to the train station. It's just about 3 minute walk from the train station. We are also inviting multicultural groups that will be participating in the program. Whereas in the past, it was only purely Filipinos who were part of the program. There are more activities this time as well. We have to see to it that the children, the youth sector, the mature age, and the senior citizens are all involved. It's really very inclusive and intergenerational type of activities that have been prepared this year.
What are the highlights of the event?
There's so many highlights of the event. But anyway, of course, we're going to start first with a little bit of formalities. So we'll have the parade of colors. This will be participated in by the current officers and the advisors of the alliance. And then we shall also have speeches from VIPs, from government, representing the federal and state government. We'll have the consular officials, and the new consul general will be speaking as well. Then there will be several performances from different groups, from Filipinos as well as the multicultural groups. There will also be opportunities for the young children to be introduced to our traditional Philippine games.
Wow, that's very interesting.
It's very interesting.
Because most of them are using the social media gadgets.
Yes, and in the past we also did that 2 years ago. And it's good because they are learning a lot about the country, their country of origin, and their parents, where the parents come from. And the participants is open to all kids, regardless of cultural background. And last year, we had the on-the-spot essay writing for the youth group, but this time it's going to be an oratorical contest for high school students from year 7, 8, and 9. That will be the first category, And the second category is from 10, 11, years 10, 11, and 12. The theme, actually, of this oratorical contest is the impact of Philippine culture on Australia's diverse society. Now, this is going to be an introduction for a lot of the youth group to really get to know about the roots. It's important that they have to know so that they will be able to appreciate as well their country of origin. It's up to us, the older generation, to introduce them. That is part of our responsibility, to introduce them into their roots. Their winning speech will also be published in our Philippine community newspapers.
Oh, that's very good to know.
Yes. And there's going to be a lip sync contest as well.
I saw that, and I was thinking, how is it like? What will happen on the lip sync battle? Can you tell us more about that, Dr.
Actually, that's the expertise of Charles and Albert.
Okay.
They are the one who are coordinating the program.
Okay.
But it's gonna be open to all ages,
okay.
I suppose. Okay, and. I don't know how they're going to do it, but
okay.
But that is one of the important events for the day, because LGBT communities will be heavily involved. Even in the other parts of the program, the LGBT community have always been our rock in APCO.
Okay, so you're very inclusive.
We are very
inclusive.
We are very, very inclusive. We treat everyone as equal.
Dr. Sen, you've been doing this for quite a long time. Like, you've been supporting the different events for the Filipino community.
That's right.
So, what has been your motivation all these years?
We come from a country that has a very rich and distinct culture. We should not just be fence setter in Australia, because we know that we Filipinos, we have a lot to offer. And because Australia embraced us with open arms, that's one way by which we can pay back to the Australian community. That's to share our rich and distinct culture to the mainstream and the culturally and linguistically diverse communities. And we know that we Filipinos are very talented people. Okay? It is during these events that we see that these talents are showcased. And we are so proud as Filipinos. Even we have left our country for many years, our heart is still left in the Philippines.
You're right, Dr. Sen. So can you invite all the Filipino Australian community to attend to the Pista sa Nayon this June 16th?
Okay, yes, mga kababayan, on behalf of the Alliance of Philippine Community Organizations and in my capacity as the founding president as well as a member of the organizing committee of this event, I would like to invite you all to come and join us celebrate the 120th anniversary of Philippine independence. Let us come and join us. Welcome all the other peoples of the world to come and have a look and experience how Filipinos really welcome and show our hospitality and show our pride in our rich cultural heritage. There is no admission fee that is required. It's open for free to the public. And if you don't drive, the train station in Olympic Park is just 3-minute walk. However, if you are driving, if you prefer to drive, the nearest parking is parking number 8. See you all there!
Thank you!
Bukod kay Dr. Sen Amores, na founding president ng Alliance of Philippine Community Organizations, Inc., nakapanayam din natin ang kasalukuyang pangulo ng organisasyon na si Ginang Violeta Escultura.
Kamusta, Ma'am Violi?
Pabuti!
Okay. Gaano naging kahirap sa iyo yung paghahawak ng event na ito?
Hindi masyadong mahirap, in the sense kung iisipin mo mahirap, pero dahil sa teamwork, at saka sa tulong ng mga miyembro, mm-hmm. ng mga kasapi, magaang namin nagagawa ang mga bagay-bagay.
Mm-hmm.
May kanya-kanya kaming tungkulin, kanya-kanyang assignment, at kanya-kanyang area of responsibility. Kaya nagawa ng planchado.
Mm-hmm.
May hitches along the way, pero na-iron out naman.
Paano nyo dinivide yung mga trabaho?
Depende kasi kanya-kanyang talent eh.
Uh-huh.
Para yung anak mo, kung sino yung maalam magluto, siya ang mm-hmm. i-assign mo sa kitchen.
Okay.
Ganon din dito. Kung sino yung kamukha ka, halimbawa ni Jimmy, si Jimmy, Dr. Jimmy Lopez, uh-huh. na siya ay isang accountant by profession, and siya ay ang aking katulong sa pagsusulisit ng mga sponsors dahil matagal na siya sa community service. So malaki ang kanyang karanasan at nakapag-imbita siya ng mga sponsors para mabuo ang aming gagawing event sa June 16. Si Dr. Amores, matagal na rin niya sa community service, masyadong malaki na ang kanyang karanasan silang mag-asawa. Kaya kilala nila halos ang mga tao na pwedeng lapitan o kaya makatulong para yung Independence Day ay maging isang success. Tapos, meron kaming choreographer na siyang bahala sa dancing. Tapos meron kaming artist, si Albert Reyes, na siya ang in charge sa aming events. Siya sa program, sa pag-imbita ng mga performers, sa pati nga yung pag-imbita ng mga stalls at saka mga food stalls,
uh-huh.
Siya rin. Tapos meron kaming mga teachers na miyembro din na sila naman ang in-charge sa mga games, Filipino games. So lahat yun tulong-tulong at nabuo yung aming layunin,
uh-huh.
na maging mahusay ang sana, no?
Uh-huh.
At maraming taong dumalo.
Uh-huh.
Marami kaming naimbitang mga VIPs, na kung VIPs ang tawag doon sa mga politiko at saka mga government officials at saka mga iba't ibang pinuno ng mga iba't ibang organisasyon, at saka ito din ay multicultural, kaya maraming mga ibang lahi na inimbita para dumalo sa pagtitipong ito.
Ginang Violi, ano yung dapat nilang abangan sa pangyayaring ito?
Ang kanilang aabangan ay isang piyesta, isang masayang paraan para i-celebrate ang ating Independence Day. Meron kaming programa para i-honor ang ating mga bayani. Tapos, at the same time din, ay ipakita ang heritage at saka yung mga Philippine culture and arts na naipon namin dito sa Australia, at iyan ay aming i-display at i-exhibit. Tapos, ang mga stalls din ay tungkol sa mga pagkain Pilipino, nakatutubong Pilipino.
Okay. Ginang Violi, pakianyayahan ang ating komunidad na dumalo sa darating na pangyayari sa Pista Sanayon sa 16 ng Hunyo.
Mga kababayan, kayo ay aming inanyayahan sa in behalf of APCO na dumalo sa ating 120 taon ng pagdiriwang ng ating kalayaan. Nagaganapin dito sa PIA Olympic Park No. 2 Australian Road, Olympic Park dito sa Homebush. Ang lugar kung saan tayo magdiriwang ay 3-minute walk lang mula sa istasyon ng Olympic Park. Ito ay libre. Kayo ay maligaya naming inaanyayahan. At sana ay pare-pare magkita-kita tayo at ating i-enjoy ang ating kalayaan sa araw na ito.
Isa sa pinaka-pinaghahandaan ay ang oratorical contest para sa mga kabataan, na ayon kay Dr. Sen ay isang introduction sa mga kabataang grupo upang kanilang makilala ang bansang pinanggalingan ng kanilang mga magulang. Narito ang paanyaya ni Ginang Carmen Fraser.
One of the activities is to get the young teenagers of Filipino-Australian origin to have an oratorical competition so that they would be given a chance to review and research about the impact of the Philippines to Australian community. And so the theme would be the impact of Philippine culture on Australia's diverse community. There will be a cash prize and a trophy, and the school will be also getting a certificate of participation. And so we are inviting the young high school students. There will be in two categories. So it will be group one will be from year 7 to year 9, And group 2 will be from year 10 to year 12. If they are interested more, please contact or email me at mencar@ozimail.com.au. And this is also with the help of the founding officer of APCO, who is Dr. Sen Amores. If you don't have an email address to get access to this, you can email your expression of interest to P.O. Box 2056, Barela, New South Wales, 2141. And then, of course, this will be held in June 16, as I said, and then at the end of the day, which is around 4 o'clock, the awarding will be held.
sbs.com.au